Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. Police are working to determine the legitimacy of a girl's claims she was attacked by three adults in Harristown last week. The 15-year-old claimed she was walking home from school on Tuesday when she was attacked, with one of the adults trying to undress her. Police say inquiries are ongoing, but there is no ongoing threat to the public. Frustrated youth crime victims will again rally, demanding action by the state government. Our reporter, Rosie O'Brien, has the story.
Voice for Victims organisers say locals continue to be let down by the system and that juveniles are re-offending without adequate consequences. So it's asked its 7.5 thousand members to march tomorrow to send the government the message that immediate action is needed. Those planning on attending the rally are asked to meet at 10:30 a.m. at Queen's Park in Brisbane before heading to Parliament House. If you can't make it, supporters are asked to paint the town yellow, tying a yellow ribbon on trees, letterboxes and the likes, taking photos and posting to socials.
It comes after member for Toowoomba South, David Janetsky, reported those aged between 10 and 17 years have committed more than 10,000 crimes in town over the past 5 years. After nearly 3 weeks, the Queensland Parliament's petition aiming to protect the Great Artesian Basin will close today. The petition is challenging Glencore's application to pump carbon emissions into the water supply. AgForce has launched legal proceedings to challenge the proposal. They will be back in court in August to seek federal judicial review of the 2022 decision. To sport, the Toowoomba Valleys are looking to continue their momentum after claiming their first win of the year. Coach Matthew Schultz says he is happy with the 56-10 victory on Sunday.
Took a lot of work to do, but we started to show glimpses of what we can do and we can control the ball, and it's probably important that we just move forward. That's the standard that we set for ourselves.